letter is from Paul, chosen by God to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. It is written to the saints in Ephesus who are faithful followers of Christ Jesus. May grace and peace be yours, sent to you from God the Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. How we praise God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms because we belong to Christ. Long ago, even before the world was made, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. His unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into His family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. And this gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the wonderful kindness He has poured out on us because we belong to His dearly loved Son. He is so rich in His kindness that He purchased our freedom through the blood of His Son, and our sins are forgiven. He has showered His kindness upon us, along with all wisdom and understanding. God's secret plan has now been revealed to us. It is a plan centered on Christ, designed long ago according to His good pleasure. And this is His plan. At the right time, He will bring everything together under the authority of Christ, everything in heaven and on earth. Furthermore, because of Christ, we have received an inheritance from God, for He has chosen us from the beginning, and all things happen just as He decided long ago. God's purpose was that we who were first to trust in Christ should praise our glorious God. And now, you also have heard the truth, the good news that God saves you. And when you believe in Christ, He identifies you as His own by giving you the Holy Spirit, whom He promised long ago. The Spirit is God's guarantee that He will also give us everything He promised, and that He has purchased us to be His own people. This is just one more reason for us to praise our glorious God. Ever since I first heard of your strong faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have never stopped thanking God for you. I pray for you constantly, asking God, the glorious Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, to give you spiritual wisdom and understanding so that you may grow in your knowledge of God. I pray that your hearts will be flooded with light so that you can understand the wonderful future He has promised for those He has called. I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance God has given to His people. I pray that you will begin to understand the incredible greatness of His power for us to believe. The Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.